This is July 1st, 1971.
July 1st.
This is an interview with Carl Seembab in Boston. Robert Brown, the interviewer. Mr. Seembab, the first kind of question I'd like to ask you concerns your upbringing and schooling, whatever you might have to say about that, particularly as you might have considered certain things in your early life to be important in leading you toward a career in the art world.
Well, there really was nothing in my early life that would indicate my present position. I was born in New Britain, Connecticut, and I went to school there. I went to a parochial primary school, which was oriented mostly towards the European concept of family life and education, very much concentrated on religion, Catholic religion. I stayed in the parochial school until the sixth grade, from which I went into the public school system, eventually into the New Britain High School. Then the service after that, after the service to what was then called the Teachers College of Connecticut for a year, and after that to the University of New Hampshire. So that in terms of a formal education, certainly in my younger years, there wasn't any to speak of. As for my interests in art, I frankly can't tell you where the hell that came from. I do remember that from my earliest conscious moments, I suppose, I had some kind of a strong inclination towards the arts, and it seemed almost seemed very natural for me just to continue with it as I grew up. Go on from a very primitive childhood stage onto a much more, what shall we say, sophisticated level through secondary school and on through college and eventually to Newbury. So that, as I say, I frankly don't know where the hell the interest came from.
At the university, did you have training in art there, or nothing really so formal as that?
Well, I had training in art in terms of at least technical training, I suppose, on all levels of my education, from the primary school through the secondary school, then into college. But somehow or other, I never considered that of any particular value. I don't think this is what brought me into the art field. In fact, I would say that I got into the art field in spite of that training. I think I very much rebelled against much of that instruction, which I thought was, frankly, worthless in terms of the formal structure in which it was set up, and so that I never considered that part of my education as important to my position of the moment. Although I suppose in some kind of a subconscious way it probably played some part in forming my present feelings about art. In college, my main concern wasn't so much with the visual arts, but with literature, with writing, with history, things of that. The verbal arts, really. And so there again, I really don't know how I got into the visual arts. That is, in terms of my formal training. In the most simple terms, I suppose, I drifted into it, but that isn't true either, because even drifting implies some kind of a need, some kind of a